question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
This portion of the program is sponsored by ButcherBox.com/RM, a company we enjoy and have been talking about for a while now. If you haven't taken advantage of some of their outstanding offers, I'd like you to listen to this. Every month, ButcherBox delivers 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage-breed pork, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon directly to your door with free shipping. Choose from four curated boxes or customize your own box filled with your own favorite cuts. And if you want to try something new, they offer a ton of tasty recipes and resources on their website that'll help you bring out all the flavor of each cut of meat or fish you purchase. And for a limited time, ButcherBox.com/RM is offering new members 20% off your first box plus 2 pounds of ground beef free for the life of the subscription. That's a lot of hamburger. In addition to all the great meat you get, they're now knocking $20 off your first box and throwing in those 2 pounds of ground beef for the order and every order you make in the future for free. So try them today at butcherbox.com/RM, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Paul Theroux has been a guest on this show a number of times over the last 10 years, which is great because Paul just can't stop writing books. Compelling books, A Great Railway Bazaar Long Ago, Mosquito Coast, and at least 10 of his nonfiction books have been travel-oriented. Last week, his latest was published. It's a highly personal account of a trip driving the length of Mexico, and it's called On the Plain of Snakes. It's not just a travel book, but an account of a 76-year-old best-selling writer taking a measure of his age. He writes that he had, and here I want to quote him, anxiety that my driving days are numbered, that my writing life had stalled, that I kept being reminded I was old. And I knew that a road trip would lift my spirits and release me from the useless obsession of self-scrutiny and induce me, as English writer Henry Green put it, put me into that blessed state where you forever cease to give a damn, unquote. And Mexico, in all its incredible variety, and to invoke a travel writer's cliche, all its contrasts, did the trick. Paul writes that as soon as he began his drive, and here I quote him again, a feeling came over me that it was like being caressed by a cosmic wind, reminding me of what travel at its best can do. I was free, unquote. Paul Theroux, welcome back to the show.
It's lovely to talk to you, Rudy.
People advised you against driving through Mexico, said it was entirely too dangerous, but I'm not entirely sure from reading your book that you took that to heart.
No, I didn't. You know, whenever, it's always a mistake to tell people what you're going to do, and it's not only about traveling by car. I want to go to Africa. I'd like to go to India. I want to get a hair transplant. I think I'd like to start dating again. Whatever it is, you tell people and they say, don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Never ask for advice. And particularly regarding Mexico, because they'll say, Mexico's dangerous. There are cartels. And you've taken your car? Are you insane? But as you quoted me, that it was a very liberating experience. And I think probably it's the idea that you're going away. Travel, ideally, is that you're pursuing something. You want to go to Venice, or you want to meet someone in Paris, or go to Africa. But you're also leaving something. You're leaving the people who are asking those awkward questions, who have a claim on you, or think they have a claim on you, or just want to waste your time. So you're actually freeing yourself from. Obviously, I feel like I'm talking like someone who has problems at home, which I don't. but I do feel that travel is at its best is liberating, and the idea of getting up every morning in Mexico and getting in my car and driving to a new place just filled me with joy.
How long did this trip take?
It was 2 years, because I did it in several snatches. I did it actually in six. The border was one big section. And so I went back and forth. The border's 2,000 miles. So I went east to west and west to east. And then I went, you know, I took a little time off. And then I needed to get a lot of paperwork for my car, insurance and vehicle import permit and all that. And so that took a little time. And then I drove into Mexico. I drove to Mexico City. I taught classes there. I made visits around. I went to Puebla. And that was another segment of the trip. So altogether, about 15 or 20,000 miles and a couple of years doing it. But, you know, I don't have a job, so I can take 2 years off. There's no serious problem.
Well, you mentioned going along the border. My guest is Paul Theroux. His new book has just come out. It's a travel account called On the Plane of Snakes, and I'll let you find out by reading the first few pages what that means. You talked about spending a considerable amount of time first going along the U.S. Mexican border. You know, we hear a lot about NAFTA and the proposed new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement. But you compared U.S. towns to their sister towns on the other side of Mexico, towns like Piedras Negras with factories making products where I was surprised to learn workers make $6 to $7 per day, not enough even in Mexico to afford a lower middle-class life. I knew labor was cheap south of the border, but $7 a day.
Yeah, many do. Many do. And I had that from a number of different sources. The NAFTA maquiladoras, the factories across the border, pay very, very little money. But Mexicans are used to getting peanuts. They don't keep their workers long. People go there, they work, and then they leave. And they live in very, very poor conditions, too. So El Paso, which is a wonderful city in America, in Texas, which is a border town, is a very salubrious place, and people are well paid there. But just across the border is Ciudad Juarez, a violent city at times, but there are lots of factories there, and people, you know, it's like looking, you walk across the border, take a few steps, and you're suddenly in a third world city where people are extremely poorly paid. But that's why NAFTA works, because companies are looking for cheap labor.
Sure.
They're looking for, and when they can't find it in Mexico, they'll go to Guatemala or they'll go to Bangladesh or some other place.
Sure.
All they're just looking for a profit. NAFTA, a lot of NAFTA is a con. It was sold to us as a great thing, but it benefits manufacturers and it benefits buyers of cheap goods.
Yeah, you write that there's, and I'm quoting you from your book, there's not a big city in Mexico, no matter how charming its plaza, how atmospheric its cathedral, how illustrious its schools, that's not in some way fundamentally grim, with a big box store, a Sam's Club, and an industrial area, periphery of urban ugliness that makes your heart sink, unquote. Now, Paul, ours is a travel show. Mexico's a popular destination still for Americans, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, San Miguel de Allende, where many Americans choose to retire. What do you say to someone planning a fairly traditional family vacation to Mexico?
I would say go. Have a great time. You will definitely have a great time. Mexicans are extremely hospitable. The food is great. The weather is wonderful. The hotels, generally speaking, the ones that I found are very comfortable. But the idea that, so they go to Puebla. You mentioned Puebla. So Puebla is an old, with 500-year-old church and plaza. It's near Cholula, where there's a pyramid. There's a lovely museum there. It's a wonderful place to stay, and the food's great. The periphery, though, there's a Walmart. There are factories making plastic goods, making tiles in Puebla. They make these things called talaveras. So it's two things. It's the historical center, which is well worth seeing, and you'll have a great time. And so you could say the same about Yucatan, too, about Merida and those. So the tourists should go, but tourists shouldn't be under any illusion that that's the whole of Mexico.
Yes.
Mexico is a complicated place where there are 30 listed billionaires in Mexico City, and people in Oaxaca who earn the same amount as people in Kenya. I mean, the per capita income of people in rural Kenya. So it's a place that's worth seeing and worth writing about. If you go to a place, you're a writer. You need to see the whole place. If you're a tourist, you want a mojito or a taco and go to the beach, and God bless you. I think that's wonderful. But I'm not that kind of a tourist. I went to Cabo, actually, and I didn't write about it because it was so pleasant. I thought I stayed in a couple of wonderful hotels. I had a wonderful time. But a travel book isn't really about having a wonderful time. It's about seeing a place as it actually is, the rough and the smooth, the splendors and the miseries. And so that's what I was writing about.
Paul Theroux's new book is called On the Plane of Snakes. We only have 30 seconds left, Paul, but your book is laced with horror stories of crime in various parts of Mexico. Can you give me 30 seconds on that?
Well, yes, because the cartels sort of own the border. The cartel isn't one. It is not one group. It's many groups, so they're fighting with each other over what they call plazas or the turf.
And the military is fighting them.
and the military is fighting them, and the Border Patrol on the U.S. side, God bless them, are struggling to maintain some sense of security. I mean, I'm not an open border person, so the border needs regulation. So the horror stories abound, but you don't want to hear stories about beheadings and dismembering. Want to hear stories about guacamole.
But if you are interested in Mexico, pick up On the Plain of Snakes. The author is Paul Theroux, Theroux. It's an incredible read. I promise you'll enjoy it. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rudy.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.